I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast with a lot of questions, and history has proven very few answers, but we'll see how we can do today. We've got a brains trust to introduce to you in a moment. But first of all, our contestant this week is an actor, a producer, a writer of films and books. It's a big hello to Miranda Tapsell.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. And thanks for making the rest of us look ridiculous every time we have to introduce you with a list that long. What are you working on now? World peace? What's happening, Taps?
Oh, look, I'm definitely on halfway to that. Yeah, that's what I'm working through.
Yeah, great. Have you used this lockdown time to work on a new project, though? Have you been writing away?
Yes, chipping away at things. You know, it's nice to keep busy.
Yes. Well, when one half of your life is performance and the other half is writing, it's a sort of a convenient, it's like a forced time, isn't it? Like life has just shown you, okay, now you have to write something, you have to use this.
And I'm the worst person for getting distracted. So I think in some ways I've needed it.
Yeah, perfect. Well, what are the sort of distractions that normally crop up that take you away from the desk?
Oh, you know, being outside, going to the beach.
Yeah, all the ones that are
sitting
illegal
in the park. Yes, all the things that are, yes.
What about quizzes? What about the weekend quiz when the newspaper arrives on a Saturday? I'm sure you subscribe. Do you turn to the puzzles page and do the quiz?
I get a bit intimidated by, mm-hmm. and I'm actually quite intimidated by this because, yes, I'm not very good at quizzes, but yeah. I will do my very best.
Yeah, great. Well, the joy is that we have a brains trust here to assist you today so that you're not on your own, so that you don't have to rest exclusively on your own recall of obscure music from the 1970s or countries you've never been to or politics from far distant locations. And it's time to meet them now. So let's welcome our first guest. This is interesting. Okay. It's a big hello to The Witch.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be on your show, Kyron.
Hello. We haven't had someone magical on Wax
Quizzical
before.
Oh, really? That's interesting because I see all my magical people all the time in Sydney. Well, you're in Melbourne, aren't you? Isn't that correct?
We're stuck here in Melbourne. Do you live in Sydney?
Sydney.
Like in the city?
In a swamp, yes, in Sydney.
What swamp in Sydney do you live in?
It's near the Shire.
Are you a quizzer?
Do I
call you the witch or witch?
I go by the witch. That? I'm the witch.
The witch. Okay, sure. First name the, second name witch. Are you into quizzes, puzzles?
I do like to play, you know. I like to play with the kids when they come near my house. I play little mind games with them, and I bake them into pies, and I also like Sudoku. So, yes, a bit of both.
I imagine that if you do a quiz, you'd be getting 10s out of 10s, right? Because you have magic at your
hand. Well, you would think that, but I actually... You know, it's hard to stay in touch with everything in, you know, world history, pop culture. I love movies. I like to go to the movies. But, you know, I don't know everything. I'm just a woman. I'm a witch. I'm a woman and a witch. And there's, you know, you can only do so much.
And we are thrilled to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, really.
So thank you for joining us. That's exciting, Taps, to have an actual witch on your team.
I know. I mean, I've got some luck on my side, I think.
Oh, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Can you use some of your magical powers, the witch? Will you be able to help me?
Yeah. Well, I'll try my best. You know, it's a 50-50 shot with magic. That's what they say.
Okay.
It doesn't stop there, Taps. Very exciting to have a second member. And an author, actually. So, you know, you might get along because you're both writers. He's recently put out a new book, but it is a big hello to Wembley Purchant.
Yes, thank you, and wise of you to have me here. It is wonderful to be part of a quiz show, because really, aren't we all looking for answers all the time?
Not all the time. What's your latest book that you've put out? Is this a new fiction, non-fiction?
Treatise to a Scrote. Well... It is about a young man and his father and his father and his father. They were originally a set of babushka dolls, but one of the babushkas has a dark secret, and it's going to tear a beachside town apart.
And is this is it full of Australian, is it core to Australia? I know in your past, the books you've written have all been about sort of Australian story.
To me, Australia is an idea. And every word is itself an idea. And what are dreams but stitched together ideas? So am I talking about Australia? Yes. But am I talking about dreams? Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Wembley. I really hope you keep your answers succinct as well.
We may never achieve answers, but we'll certainly fill the time of the podcast, won't
we? Of course.
So, That's something we can look forward to. Shall we do a quiz? Shall we get into this?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What 1965 Burt Bacharach and Hal David song was recorded by Jackie DeShannon, Dionne Warwick, and Cilla Black? The Witch, are you a big fan of music?
Oh, yes. I love to dance in my house alone and bang on pots and pans and sing little riddles.
Oh, yeah. What's your favourite song to sing?
Where do you go when you leave at night into the dark to a fight?
Wow.
That's about my sister. She died in a fight.
Great. I don't think that was by Burt Bacharach, though, wasn't it? That's a...
No, that's an original. That's a family song.
Wembley, when you're writing, I imagine, I don't know, songs with words must sort of get in the way of the written word.
I believe sound is jejun. Sound is done. Everyone has heard every sound, but there are new words every year, including the word of the year.
Yes. Yeah, the internet obviously contributes to this a lot, throwing a lot of portmanteaus together and
I came up with portmanteau. It's actually a combination of Port Adelaide, man from Port Adelaide, and Beau, the name of the man I met in Port Adelaide.
Wow, this sounds similar to your story about the father of the father of the father of the father.
They were the inspiration, actually.
Yeah, right. So what do you put on? Write to when you sit down at the writer's desk?
I like to each night record my tears as I think about the state of the world, and then I play that back to myself, and I try and I call it the jazz of emotion. And what I'm trying to do is to connect with the feeling behind my eyes and finally salinate the words on the page, so that when someone reads it, they know the man who wrote this was crying very hard.
That must be some moving work.
It's a comedy.
But if you've listened to all sounds, If they're all done, then you must know. What 1965 Burt Bacharach and Hal David song was recorded by Jackie DeShannon, Dionne Warwick and Cilla Black? Does that ring any bells, Wembley?
I remember once being in a bar in far north Queensland, and a man came up to me and he said, "You're in my seat, and if you don't move, I will kill you."
Mm.
And I said, "I don't fear death. I don't fear anything except the recesses of my own mind."
Mm.
But I think it's What's New Pussycat.
Okay. So there's a clue. What's New Pussycat is one potential. Or do you know what 1965 Burt Bacharach Hal David song has been recorded by all those artists?
Oh, my mum used to listen to Dionne Warwick so much too. I'm going to take a stab and... Yeah.
Don't say stab, please. It reminds me of being far north Queensland.
Why do I keep thinking, do you know the way to San Jose?
It's a potential option.
I do know the way to San Jose.
No, it's not a question.
I can fly there.
What was that, the witch?
I can fly to San Jose. I can fly there. I thought we were just putting in our 2 cents about the song.
Oh.
Do you know the way to San Jose, or What's New Pussycat?
Is that for me, or is that Miranda?
For Miranda. Unless you know the answer, the witch.
Oh, no, I'm going to sit this one out.
I thought so.
I think, actually, what I'm going to go with is Walk On By.
Find out what was new with the pussycat?
Not yet.
Maybe that's the subject of my next book.
Question 2. The core beliefs and practices of Islam are known as the how many pillars? So the something pillars. The core beliefs of practices of Islam are known as the something pillars. Wembley Perchant, are you a religious man? Does that feature in your work at all?
It features in my work, but I've never been religious. I prefer to make up my own tenets and commandments and see if I can find God between the words. And so far it's mostly spaces. But what is space but an invention of God?
Yes. And what are some of these pillars that you've come up with, that you're looking between, the space between? What is
don't
this
drink
this
milk on a hot day.
Yep.
If it's over 40, you put the yolk back in the fridge. Although I did see God once when I found a carton of oat milk under an abandoned building, and I was drinking it to pass the time, and about an hour later, I saw God, and he looked exactly like John Malkovich.
Wow. The witch. Yeah. I guess yours, you must be hated by religion.
Well, that's a strong word. We have our own thing going on, you know, we worship the devil. So Satan is our boy, and he sort of takes care of us, and he sort of gives us our powers, and, you know, we mix up little mixtures, and we pour them down holes, and he says, oh, okay, you know, you can have some more magic.
Okay, so sort of like a trade system. You mix up little mixtures and pour them down holes, and he gives you more magic. That's sort of like, is it a market system?
In some
like-
ways, yes. We sort of, you know, there's sometimes he wants more... Eye of Newt mixed with spit, and other times more old milk from, you know, chatty white authors. So, you know, one or the other can sort of come around.
In exchange, he gives you magic. So what are some of the magic that he gives you?
Well, it can be big things and small things. You know, opening doors without touching them can be helpful when, you know, you're tired.
Yep.
Or to kill someone as well. Either or.
Yeah, so you find some old oat milk under a bridge. You pour that down the hole. In exchange, you get 5 free opening doors.
Yes, yes. It could be like that. You know, things change. The market, you have to watch the trends, especially with COVID.
Yeah, so what's been up? What's done really well out of COVID in the
store
world?
Though it used to be that if you took a desk, a home desk, and you hacked it up into lots of pieces, blend it up into a blender, and then mix it with eggs, you'd get you know, you could kill people, you could teleport, you could do anything. Nowadays, everyone's got these desks, so it's worth nothing. You've gotta get out and get some grass and...
Yes, the rare grass ingredient.
Getting out and about, it's more difficult.
But so you've got your own religion, but perhaps, you know, have you studied others? Do you know the core beliefs and how many core beliefs and practices of Islam that are known as the pillars?
Five. I'm going to say the number five.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to say the number five. Whether it's the answer to the question or not is neither here nor there.
Yes, the five seems good. Well, you know, we like the pentagram.
Wembley, how many pillars are in your religion?
Well, we personally have nine, but unfortunately, due to an incident in 1993, I'm legally not allowed to discuss the Quran anymore or its contents.
Okay, so five and nine are the options available to you so far, Miranda, or indeed you could go out on your own. Do you know?
I'm definitely going out on my own.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's fair.
The witch, she was supposed to help me.
Yeah, sorry, we should have arranged someone smarter.
I'm a spooky woman, I'm not a smart woman.
Does this have anything to do with the food pyramid? Because I know a lot about the food pyramid.
It could. How many levels of the food pyramid are there?
Oh, I never learned that much about it.
I think I'm going to go with 10.
We'll put down 10. Question 3. What colour is the 8 ball in pool? Do you play pool, Miranda?
I am terrible at it. I always pretend to like know what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm an absolute pool shark. Yeah. And then like everyone just kills themselves laughing at me because I just... The balls just go flying everywhere.
The witch, you're full of luck, as you said before. Do you spin that luck on a pool table from time to time?
Oh, yes. The game of pool is actually very important to witches and our society.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. It's very, very integral. You know, Italians have bocce, witches have pool. That's what they say.
No, that hasn't come up before in any of the movies or books that I've read.
Actually, I've played a lot of pool. And, you know, I'm not the best, but I do know my way around a stick and a table.
Do you know the color of the 8 ball?
I'm going to say it's the color of night, black.
Color of night, black. Does that ring true for you, Wembley?
Well, in my book, Missing Your Cue, I tell the story of when I was 8 and my father took me into a bar so I could buy drinks when he was too drunk to walk. And when we were playing pool and he started hitting me with the 8 ball, I glanced at it for a moment before passing out on the table, and it was a crimson red.
There we go. So there's the two options available to you, Miranda, red and black. Or perhaps if you've played enough pool on your own, you might know the answer yourself.
I've always thought it was purple.
Mm.
But I might go with red. I might go with Wembley's suggestion. Sorry, the witch.
No, it's fine. Disrespect my culture. Whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Because what's interesting here is that you are turning your back on the answer given by someone who has told us that pool is central to their culture and their life. And yes. So you would think would know it.
I can, with the magic of the written word, just dabble in other people's cultures for moments at a time. And it truly means nothing to me. It's a plaything.
But you've decided here, Miranda, to go with Wembley.
Who's actually... What do you call it? It's
a lot of people say wanker.
You've appropriated the witch's culture. And I'm very ashamed.
Sorry, yeah. I explicitly said I would not talk about my case with Roald Dahl's estate about plagiarizing the witches if I'm on here.
I knew he'd bring it up.
So you plagiarize as well.
And I mean, is plagiarism even in your culture, or have you appropriated plagiarism too?
I believe plagiarism to be photocopying of the mind.
Question 4.
Wow.
The beehive is, I should say, you're happy with red. Can lock in red?
Oh, now I don't know if I can. I'm going to go with my own. I'm going to go purple now.
Okay, we'll change it to purple.
I'm disgusted.
Question 4. The beehive is the common name for the executive wing of which country's parliament? Wembley Pachant, you've written about Australian culture before. I know you've written about Australian parliament before.
Mm-hmm.
Have you extended those writings overseas?
No, I don't care for the over the seas, but I love looking towards the sea and perhaps thinking about masculinity and what the sea says about me.
Well, we're girt by it, aren't we?
Girt was the man who discovered the sea, Girt McKenzie, and that's Girt why McKenzie? We say
wow.
Girt brought us by the sea.
Yeah, because Girt McKenzie brought us.
Yes, it's all part of my book, Live by the Sea, Die by the Sea.
By your pseudonym, Girt McKenzie.
No. Girt and I are two entirely different people.
You're a fraud, though.
How very dare you. I don't come in here. Is this about my release of Bottom End Wedding? Which, frankly...
I think they legalised bottom-end weddings a few years ago, didn't they? The beehive here in this question is an executive wing of a country's parliament, but I imagine it's also an ingredient in the spell or two.
Well, yes. I actually had a few things to say about this. As someone who sort of transverses between the different...
Oh, congratulations.
No, sorry. That's different, and I'm a cisgendered woman, although there are transgender witches, as there would be in every culture. Anyway, so a beehive is an ingredient that is used as well, you know, bees, but bees as well. So that is one answer I have.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Would be the bees.
So bees, or the bees.
The bees.
When you say that beehives are an ingredient for your spells, do you have to my girl the entire beehive into your cauldron, or can you simply take the honeycomb?
No, you take the whole thing and you sort of crush it in your hands. It's very messy and dangerous. But that's why we have such scary, wrinkly hands, because we're always getting stung by bees and wasps and, you know, it's hard work, but it's worth it.
For a minute, I thought you were talking about beehives like the magnificent hair that you have.
Oh, thank you. I just got it done. Yes.
It must be difficult to get that sort of hair in a swamp.
Yes, it's very moist out here, but... You know, you use a lot of hairspray and heat.
None of your magic?
Well, we can't use magic for everything, Miranda. That's ridiculous. We have to be self-sufficient in some ways. Oh, but I did have a second answer as well. As someone who's aware of the magical world and the real world, my second answer would be New Zealand. New Zealand. My cousin lives there, and I think I heard that.
Are they a witch or a wizard?
She's actually not a witch. She's a normie, but, you know, we love her anyway.
Is that what you call us? Normies?
Yes. Little dirty little normies.
Normies. It's a very Twitter sort of culture word.
Yeah, we've sort of grown and adapted as the years have gone on. And
do you have a Twitter handle? Are you
tweeting? Yes, it's at uglyboilsfrogsit.
Interesting handle. Wow. So
thank you.
The bees.
Do you share spells online? Like, is that
and I'd like to share my own little thoughts on the world. You know, I wrote a tweet, you know, yesterday. I was like, when you steal the children from their bed, but they wake up, you know, and it got one or two likes and no retweets, but I think it's relatable. So I'm working more on that. I'm trying to develop my voice on Twitter as well, you know.
Yeah, you got to put it out there, see what people like.
And it's important to be authentic. Yes.
I try to stay true to myself and my real experiences. Because those kids, they don't shut up.
Was that tweet liked by other witches, or was this more of a Hollywood elite fave?
No, currently I'm sort of stuck in the witch bubble of Twitter, and I'm trying to break into, you know...
Witch Twitter.
You know, other circles.
Yeah, Twitcher.
Yes, yes. Good one, Kyron.
Sure.
Sure.
That's one of those portmanteaus I've created.
So New Zealand seems like the best answer so far, unless you want to go with the bees, Miranda, or perhaps you want to go your own way.
I think I might need you to repeat the question.
Oh, yes,
of
course. It
stories.
Was a long time ago, and we really lost track. The beehive is the common name for the executive wing of which country's parliament?
You know what? I'll go with the witch's answer.
The bees?
The witch's answer? Oh.
I'll go with New Zealand.
New Zealand. Oh, okay.
That one, too. That one's also good, yes.
One, too. Question five. Which 89-year-old actor has a tattoo reading Scotland Forever? You obviously know a lot of actors, Miranda, but do you get into the sort of TMZ side of it, into the magazine where this sort of news would crop up?
No, I'm pretty terrible with gossip.
Yeah.
I'm only interested in, you know, who's making what and things like that. So I'm quite boring in that sense. But
boring or respectful? It's tough, isn't it?
When exactly. People's lives. Do the others need to guess first? Yeah, or because I think I've got a strong idea.
All right. We'll get some advice. Well, that's an optimistic term, but Lich, do you get down to the movies much?
Oh, I love the movies. Okay, so when you said Scottish, I thought Saoirse Ronan. She's so good. I loved her in Lady Bird and Little Women. She's the best.
Yeah. Stuff like, because she's not Scottish, is she?
I think she's Irish.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, she's Saoirse. Great.
You're probably thinking of Macbeth, Lady Macbeth.
Yes, yes. That's interesting. You know, I haven't been over there in a long time.
And if you've been to the movies, you know that she was in a film called Brooklyn, where she was an Irish woman going to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Or just the very thick Irish accent that she has.
The very thick Irish accent.
Yeah, as well. Also, not an 89-year-old actor. But,
well, looks can be deceiving, you know? We as witches, I've been alive for 600 years. So
Saoirse Ronan is an option available to you, Taps. Or perhaps you'd like to go your own way. Do you know any 89-year-old Scottish actors?
Definitely going my own way. These two are hopeless.
How dare you?
Thinking of Sean Connery.
Yes, I mean, an 89-year-old Scottish actor. I mean, how many are there?
Is he Scottish?
What did you think he was?
I got a Frenchman vibe.
Question number six. Name two of the three South American countries through which the equator passes.
Did you give us the answer?
I don't know the answers to the end, but I've got a feeling one of them's Ecuador, just because just because it's probably quite close to the equator. But you never know. Shall we check in with the Brains Trust? The Witch, have you travelled to get over to South America?
Yes, yes. I've been there with my girlfriends. We took a girls' trip. We got on our brooms and we took a carpet bag and we said, let's have some margaritas. And
dun 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 dun.
Yes, it was just like that. Ratata. Yes.
Yeah.
So we went to, well, we...
Men are like broomsticks.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Men are like broomsticks, aren't
they? Oh, yes. They're all crunchy and...
I'm being Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, you were doing the Sex and the City. I didn't get that. I thought you were just doing a generic Latin sound. But now it's hit me that the Sex and the City theme actually is that. That's interesting.
Yes.
You know, I don't see a lot of connections between things. But I've got so much of my brain taken up with spells and, you know, which children am I stealing where and when. And
but you're on it now, so do you want to do like a bit of a riff on how the witches are like Sex and the City on a trip to South America?
Yes. So I'm a Charlotte because my husband is dead in the ground. Can't get it up from down there. Yes, that could be a tweet. That's good.
Have you travelled Wembley? I suspect not.
I've travelled. I travel every day to the recesses of my mind, to the far distant imaginings of where we can go. Of course I have travelled. I have walked 1,000 lines.
But what about to South America?
Are you offering me cocaine? I would love some cocaine.
Oh, do you get into a bit of that? Are you a drug taker, Wembley?
I guess that's how you travel in your mind, right?
I was told my lawyer would be on this call.
They're silently listening. Don't worry, they're there. Oh, they'll jump in.
In which case, yes, I love to use Class A drugs. And doesn't a Class A drug just taste better when you take it over a border?
That's why all your books are like Alice in Wonderland.
Highly successful, yes.
You know that we witches actually like to put things in cocaine that give people nightmares because it goes right to your brain.
I think I've had some of your product.
Do you also put stuff in there that gives them diarrhea?
Yes.
Oh, I think I've had some of your product.
Do you know two of the three South American countries that the equator passes, that the equator passes through? I did it again.
Cooper Pedy. And
oh my god.
Humpty Doo.
Okay. The witch, I don't think we got an answer out of you there. Just yes. the story.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Brazil. Oh, mm-hmm. And Uruguay, yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think those are both located in that area.
Just because you'd traveled there once before, I thought you might know.
Well, you know, when you're actually up in the air on a broomstick, it's hard to sort of figure out what goes where, because the world is a sphere, you know? And so it's like, what?
Did you look at a map before you started flying?
No, we like to just vibe it out, you know.
Busy having Cosmos to look at a map.
Yeah, have a few drinks, whatever. Girls trip.
What do you reckon, Taps, the options available to you so far? Cooper Pedy, Humpty Doo, Brazil, and Uruguay.
Okay.
There's three. We only need two of them. Countries that pass through the equator in South America.
Well, I might... This is so hard.
I guess we're obviously looking at those northern countries.
Yes, that's true.
Oh,
I think Argentina and Chile are too far below.
Yep.
Brazil's a big one.
Takes up the whole side, doesn't it?
Yeah, one side.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with Bolivia.
Bolivia. Question number 7. Conor McGregor has again announced he will retire from which sport?
I don't want to speak from too much expertise here, but I believe he is an oil painter and one of the finest. And competitive oil painting is huge in Ireland.
Okay. Competitive painter. The witch, follow sport? I guess
not so
down in the
much.
Shire, are you a Sharks fan?
I like to go in the ocean and hunt them. Yes, yes. Conor McGregor, I think that could be a boxer, potentially. Mm-hmm. I think I saw a headline one time when I was walking through Central Station.
Oh, Do you catch the trains?
Sometimes, yes. It's sometimes more convenient. Yeah.
You know, the witch, I'm just curious. If I had your powers, right, I would not be taking the train.
Well,
you're almost like that character in Bewitched. Are you trying to disguise your witchiness from your husband?
And if you are hiding your magical powers from your husband, I reckon killing him, as you mentioned earlier, was a really good first step.
Yes, yes. The death of my husband was pretty good for me, I will say. It really worked out well.
So oil painter and boxer are the first two options available to Miranda. Conor McGregor has again announced he will retire from which sport?
Oh.
Do you follow sport at all?
Can you believe, as an Aboriginal woman, I don't? Like, that's crazy. I'm so embarrassed to say.
And you don't, do you live with anyone that's forced you into following a sport?
Yes, I do, unfortunately. So the thing is,
wonderful.
The thing is, I should know because of the amount of sport he watches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's annoying you, you could just kill him. Solve all your problems.
Do you agree, Wembley?
I feel like that's the kind of dark secret that could tear apart a coastal town. Like, what if people started asking at a town hall meeting, where has he gone? We miss his delicious jams and jellies at our fate. And then that... you know he's met his fate. That's writing.
I imagine you have a notebook called Things That Could Tear Apart Country Towns.
Well, I it's why I've travelled so much. I move from town to town, tearing them apart and then recording it for my book.
But so despite living with such a sports lover, you don't the Conor McGregor doesn't ring any bells, Miranda?
No. Wembley, what was your answer?
Competitive oil painter. Do you not follow the competitive oil painting circuit?
Oh, well, this is no good to me.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the witch's answer.
Okay,
a
we'll
boxer.
Put down, yes. We'll put down boxer. Question 8. Name the Indigenous academic who was made an Officer of the Order of Australia in June for distinguished service to tertiary education and as an advocate for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Do you want to go to your brains trust, Miranda? why not? Let's take a short tour.
Let's.
Wembley, perchance. Does that ring any bells to you? Do you follow the news?
Well, I haven't checked my emails, but I have to presume it's me. I believe I did it. While I am not myself Aboriginal, several of my characters are, and they proudly speak on behalf of the Aboriginal
people. Oh, you wrote them terribly, by the way.
Ah, excuse me. You have but one Aboriginal mind, whereas I have written over a dozen. So, if you believe in democracy, I think I've been wonderful at writing them.
I'm not sure I do believe in it anymore. The Witch. Do you follow the Order of Australia? Do you keep a tab on who's been awarded what medals by the Prime Minister?
So for me, actually, I'm more following the Order of Witches, which is, you know, mm-hmm. a thing that we have for ourselves where we sort of say, oh, good job, you know, you really cleared out that country town, or, you know, you really set uh-huh. that. The bushfires, you know, we did that.
You were responsible for the bushfires.
Unfortunately, yes.
I thought it was climate change. It was witches.
Yes. Well, we thought, wouldn't it be fun if there was a big fire? And then it started.
No.
Okay, yes. So that was a lot of the feedback we got on that one.
So, Miranda, unfortunately, the offers so far are the Order of the Witches and Wembley Pajant himself. Or perhaps, you know.
Is it Professor? Professor?
Yes, I think it is Professor.
Is it Professor Marsha Langton?
Well, I think it's probably worthwhile putting that down instead of Wembley perchant. Question 9. What is the square root of 121?
My goodness. Oh, I'm terrible at maths.
Wembley perchant, have you written any times tables in your time?
Well, my book Square Root did sell very well, but it was actually about my high school formal and an illicit relationship with Mr. Brown, who ran the PE department. So it had very little to do with mathematics, but a lot to do with discovering who you are in this world.
And how did you come to the title Square Root?
Oh, he gave me a square root.
The Witch. I imagine that maths is actually quite important in chemistry.
Yes. When you said the question, my brain started ticking, ticking, ticking. And I was like, oh, okay, wait, what? And I actually think I actually have the answer, which is very exciting, really. Because, you know, it's hard to know what's going on in the world. There's so much going on. But maths is something that it's always the same.
It's reliable, isn't it?
Yes.
So what would you say is the square root of 121?
I'm going to confidently say 11.
Does that help, Miranda? Are you convinced by that, or do you think he's lying?
I wouldn't know.
I may be evil, but I'm not a liar.
Because the witch was so confident.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the witch.
All right, we'll put down 11. Question 10, last question. Is a grebe... Is that how you pronounce it? G-R-E-B-E. A bird, fish, or mammal? Or is it grebe? I don't know. Do you study... I imagine that animals, particularly Australian animals, crop up in your work, Wembley?
Yes, they're all over my work. Every time I open my drawer, they're all in there ruffling about. They ruin my goddamn life. I had a wombat in my toilet yesterday, and he kept nipping at me while I was trying to sit. I give so much to this country, and what does it give me back? Hives.
Wow, you're scratching a lot, Wembley. Yeah.
Yes, I'm scratching at the surface of modern toxic masculinity.
I'm so glad that wombat bit you. It needed to teach you a lesson, I think.
You'll read about it in Treatise of the Scrote, as I mentioned earlier.
Is this what your new book is about?
It's about getting my balls nipped by a wombat.
Having dipped them in the mouth.
Well, we don't assign blame in our novels.
No, you just present the facts and let the reader decide.
I believe in the death of the author.
Whether you're an asshole or not. The Witch. Do you know whether a grebe is a bird, fish, or a mammal?
Okay, a grebe. That's an interesting one. I'm actually... A mammal is like a thing with hair, so that sounds not right. And then a grebe sounds heavy, like you know, how would that fly? I want to say fish.
You want to say fish?
Yes.
Okay. Using, I guess, logic to get to fish.
Yes, the maths of the mind, logic.
A mammal is a thing with a hair, and a grebe sounds heavy, so it couldn't possibly fly. Unlike, say, an Airbus. But
that's correct.
But Miranda, the great thing about this question is that it's multiple choice, essentially. So you got a one in three chance. Does a grebe sound like a mammal, a fish, or a bird to you?
See, every time I think something's a fish, it's always not. So I'm not going to go with fish.
Sorry.
If we could drill down on that for a moment. Every time you think something is a fish, it is not. Could you give three examples?
The name of something. The name of something.
Right. I think three examples. I'd be happy with one.
I ordered something at the pub called like a Cape Grim.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was a fish.
Turned out to be a lovely white wine.
And it turned out to be... No, it was a steak. Oh. So I was like, oh, I thought this was a fish. And they're like, it had red wine juice. It was just, I just felt like such an idiot. So that's why I think I'm trying to go against my own...
Against type.
Yeah.
We know most of the names of the mammals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like grebe, it would be surprising to me if someone said he's a mammal.
Yeah, we know a lot of mammals. Yeah, I don't think it's a mammal.
Ape. Penguins,
dog, ape,
dolphin. Dolphins are mammals. Yeah.
Do they have hair?
Something tells me it's a bird. Like I don't know enough about birds, so I'm gonna bird. Guess bird.
All right, let's lock in bird. That's 10 questions. We got to the end.
Woohoo!
Remarkable, really.
And I did it all by myself.
Yeah, pretty much. The witch, nice little woohoo there. Does that enthusiasm extend to what you're expecting from the answers? Are you what sort of score are you hoping for here out of 10?
Out of 10, I'm thinking a 5 could be good.
5. Wembley, Pachant, what are you hoping to get?
I'm hoping to keep asking questions. I don't think because the quiz ends, the questioning stops. And I don't think a number is a prize. I think the only prize in life is experience and, yes, hundreds of literary prizes.
I want a prize.
You want a prize?
Yes, I would like one.
Are you hoping for 10 out of 10 then?
I really don't think I've gotten 10 out of 10 though. But if I've been lucky, then yes, I would love one.
All right, we'll see how we did. Question number one was, what 1965 Burt Bacharach and Hal David song was recorded by Jackie DeShannon, Dionne Warwick and Cilla Black? You said Walk On By, but the answer was What the World Needs Now is Love.
That's such a beautiful song. Oh my goodness.
Question number two was, the core beliefs and practices of Islam are known as the How Many Pillars? You said 10, but the answer is 5.
Holy hell!
The witch was right!
Question three, what colour is the 8 ball in pool? You avoided black and red and said purple, and the answer is black.
Woohoo! Another one for the Dark Lord.
Question four, the beehive is the common name for the executive wing of which country's parliament? You said New Zealand, and the answer is New Zealand.
Woo! Thanks, Mitch.
It's my pleasure, really.
First one right. Question five, which 89-year-old actor has a tattoo reading Scotland Forever? You said Sean Connery, and that's correct.
Ooh.
Woo!
Who?
Question number six. Yeah. Name two of the three South American countries through which the equator passes.
Oh.
You said Brazil and Bolivia. And correct answers could have been Ecuador, Colombia, or Brazil.
Mm.
So one. So you got half a point there.
Mm. Okay.
Does that ring any bells for you now, the witch?
Yes. Colombia. Yeah. Yes. I think
the equator's like quite high up.
Well, it's about halfway. It's about halfway across the world, I think.
When we were doing the question, I thought the equator
You're
was the
idiot.
Vertical lines. And I realized later it was the horizontal one.
Question number seven was, Conor McGregor has again announced he will retire from which sport? You said boxer. But the answer was UFC.
Wrestler.
Name the indigenous academic who was in June made an officer of the Order of Australia for distinguished service to tertiary education as an advocate for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. You said Professor Marcia Langton, and it was Professor Marcia Langton.
A hole in one.
Question nine, what is the square root of 121? You said 11. The answer is 11.
Yes.
And the final question, is a grebe a bird, a fish, or a mammal? You hazarded a guess at Bird, and the answer is Bird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5 out of 10.
Oh,
not that bad after a truly horrendous start and a real falter in the middle, but some really good work there. That's...
Oh man, I was really I'm quite proud of myself considering that, you know, I was no the witch actually helped me quite
thank
a
you.
Lot. So thank you,
oh,
witch.
Oh, thank you, you know.
And you are so welcome for my contributions as well.
Oh, Wembley, you contributed nothing. Not a single answer was from your desk. Everything
unoriginal, Wembley. Long books. Why do you write such long books?
Wembley, thank you for joining us regardless. Do you know you're in the writing world? Do you know a writer friend of mine, James Colley, by chance?
Ah, I've smelled him.
You've what?
I've smelled him.
Mm. What were the circumstances that led you to smelling James?
I was walking around the ABC smelling people, and he was one of the most pungent in the building.
Sounds normal to me.
How dare you? My husband showers.
Yes, you just accused Miranda of marrying someone who smells.
A good smell's important.
The witch, are there any snake pits in the swamp?
Oh, yes. There is actually, well, we've got a big snake problem for real. But also, there's an improv group called Snake Pit that performs every Monday at the Chippo. It's a show called Standout Comedy, and they're so funny. How do they make it up on the spot every time?
It's incredible. And do you get down to see the snake pit?
When I can. I try my best, but it does sell out very quickly, actually, because of COVID. We have such small numbers, you know.
Who's your favorite member of that troupe?
Maddie Holbrook is my favorite. She's great. Really funny.
Not John Robles.
John is good. He does these like funny voices, and I don't know, but he's got some good stuff.
They're very convincing.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us, The Witch. And Miranda Tapsell, thanks so much for coming on Wax Quizzical.
Oh, thank you. I had so much fun.
You should be happy with 5.5. That is honestly getting close to a top score. 8 is the highest we've ever got. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm glad. I'm relieved. Yeah. I'm not so bad at quizzes.
All right, that is Wax Quizzical for today. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. And goodbye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.